Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I've got a new feature I want to do for our little vignette here, and I want you to name it, Rob. What it is there is a story.
Stump the band.
There's a story that's in the news. I pulled this out of my news you may not need because I want to spotlight it, because what this is going to be called is I've got the name of it.
Okay.
You're missing the point.
Ah,
you're missing
but
the point.
But you got to say it in a game showy way.
Yeah. Okay, you're missing the point.
¿Cuál es el punto?
Is that in Spanish?
No, that's more like what
you're missing the point.
Good.
All right, here's the story. It's from the Huffington Post, and it concerns one of the luckiest men in the world, this guy Michael Che. Michael Che, who is the very non-talented guy that got the job as the Weekend Update host for I have no idea what reason.
Oh, he sits next to the other lucky guy, Colin Jost.
The other lucky guy who also sucks. They both suck.
Do you know that Colin Jost is the head writer of Saturday Night Live? That guy?
Well, that's probably why he got the gig then.
He gave it to
himself. Seth Meyers was the head writer,
right,
too. But there was a, I think it may have been on NBC, there was a sexual harassment tape made by a woman, an actress, I believe, that walked through the streets of New York. I watched a little of it. I didn't watch all of it. And she was the recipient of cat calls. And one particularly disturbing moment, there was Cat 2014. Get your tickets today. We beat Jerry. And anyway, we're very, very happy about that. We're proud of that. The fact is, one guy was like walking right next to her for 5 minutes, and that was creepy and crap. And what the hell was that?
That was what our team likes to do, is never put anything back where it's supposed to be.
Well, actually, they put it back. They just put it back wrong.
No, they just like leaning things against
it. Was everybody okay? It sounded like something exploded.
No. Can actually, let me explain to you. Mike, they come in and we have a beautiful console.
Who's they?
The guys. That would be Rofo and Ponyboy.
I think you're leaving one out.
By the way, here's the ticking sound right now. Okay, this is Oscar's temper tick. This is Oscar's temper tantrum TikTok. All right, so it's building. Go ahead,
Rob,
Oscar. Let it go, baby. Let it go.
I expect you to bend down and fix that, because that's not something you do.
No.
Take care of the board.
No, I'm saying
care of the sound effect.
I'm saying you're leaving out another one in an orange sweatshirt.
Mac.
That's right.
Yeah, but regardless,
Michael McIntosh.
Doesn't matter.
Since I'm down here and you're up there, please, before you start, just tell me what fell, because I'm curious. Tell me where
you
it was.
Why don't you hold up? Actually, you don't have to hold up that one. Hold up the one behind you, because they're everywhere.
There.
Hold it up to the camera.
The removable panels.
Big panels on the cabin.
I've seen those.
You've seen
those,
right?
Those. Okay.
That allow
they,
access
they're on the,
under the
they're
console.
They're down on the console itself.
What
yes, okay.
The guys like to do, like lazy engineers at a
radio
station.
Oh, boy.
They like to take things apart and never put things back. And I walk in here every effing day, and most days, because I had put things back before I leave, they're perfect. When I get back, it looks like Godzilla came in here and tore this place apart.
Godzilla.
And everybody sits around here like, oh, no big deal. There's just big holes in our desk. Let's continue working.
what should be done is they not only should be put back, but there should be little Phillips screws in them, and they should be tightly screwed back into the console.
I get that they have to access the bottom of the console, but what's
glad you with a Phillips screwdriver?
I can get that, but what's,
glad he finished that sentence.
What's hard? What's the hard part about picking it up and putting it back? Now
it's an extra task.
I'll go with Rofo first. Rofo, why do you hate doing that? Why do you hate putting back the panels?
And further, why do you hate Oscar?
Is it because you're lazy or you just don't care?
Well, I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Wow. So it's a happy
cocktail. You know, he's batting about 950 with his comebacks. That Oscar gives him the no option choice. Is it lazy or you don't care? Neither one. And then he, instead of saying, well, it's neither, he says it lies somewhere in the middle. He has vindicated himself for whatever problem.
You can't hate him after you say that.
You can't.
It's like a whore telling the truth.
The truth lies somewhere in the middle of lazy and I don't care.
Now, as someone who sits on the south end of the board, I'm curious. The panel that fell, had it been reinstalled and it fell out, or was it leaning?
It wouldn't have fallen out. It wouldn't have, it was leaning. Ah. They like to lean with it, rock with it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Rock me gently. Yeah, exactly. Rock me slowly.
Yeah, that's okay. All they like. They
hey,
lean,
Oscar.
They lean it up there all the time.
Oscar.
Yes.
All right, this you might as well bring this up now because I need to ask you. Okay.
Here we go.
When you come down here,
yes.
Can you help me?
Oh
please?
No!
In what way, Mike?
I'll help you. Of course,
Oscar's
Mike, I love helping.
Oscar's not going to be happy with the way this studio looks.
Now, how long have you been dreading this?
You are
admitting this like someone who has just told their father, I've been marking the liquor bottles. Because
you
this
know,
is something that's been hanging over your
I
head.
I took your car
now,
out for
now,
a
there, Oscar, I'm probably overselling the fact that this place is
it
erect.
Can't be that
it's
bad.
Really, it's really not. Eh. But at the same time, cables and things that I know the feng shui of this room could be better. With that said, also, we're doing a show here from this studio on Monday, and I have no idea how to set that up the right way. Even
I've
that
been
includes,
thinking
I
about
might be
that.
Going out and buying a like a separate little card table so we can all do that right in here.
Folding card table?
Well, I don't have a. I'm not going to bring my dining room table in here.
Yeah, how many outs do you have on your headphone amp right now? Do you have
two.
Three?
Mm. Two, but I mean, no, to be honest with you, the headphone amp is the easiest
He's
part
fine.
Of this because
he has
I
multiples.
Have, no, I ah. no, I have an amp, guys. I have an amp
yeah,
that I will plug
got,
into.
He's got like five.
I
will, he's got the one we bought, the nice Presonus one.
Okay,
the headphone right. amp.
I've right. got the amp that I just plug in, so the headphones are not
nah,
an issue.
Not a problem.
I'm talking about
one to record though.
Yeah, well, no, well, there's six
about,
of them. Six
oh,
inputs.
Oh, okay.
All right, can we
outputs?
Okay,
whatever.
This is inside. This is too inside. This right. is really too
Mike,
inside right now.
Mike, don't buy a card table. We can hold our mics.
Exactly.
No more expenses. You know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So just actually sit down in chairs. And we'll
yes.
Just kind of
I'll bring
a
wire. I'll bring right. a wire cool. so yeah. we can do the. You'll have an. Will you have an input available so I can do the audio vault?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then good we're good.
100%.
Good to go. And Radio right. Shack is not less than 1 mile away.
And also,
so
but it, I just want
it's one
it's
and a half
further
miles away.
Okay.
You know what? Both of you good. Guys, I will look forward to getting feng shui advice on my room.
I value. Will bring you because wire ties, Mike. I will
I
bring
want
wire
it to
ties.
Be better. I hate wire ties. God, I hate wire ties.
Well, we don't
ties.
Have to use
wire
them. I just want you to know I'm bringing them.
Yeah.
Wire
you know,
ties
for the baptism.
Me, you know what wire ties remind me of? Daryl Nichols. That's what wire ties
well,
remind
just
me of.
Daryl bastard. Just because he used one as a belt.
And Satman, the guy that did my first satellite TV system that had wire ties everywhere. Horrible, bulky,
Sat
like
man.
Coagulations of cable.
And when the Sat Man's
all
right. testifying.
Yeah. All right. Can
so
I get
no
back to
that XLR? Bebop, bop,
bop.
You know what? Start the goddamn show. I didn't even get to Michael Che.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Hail Adrian!
Hail Satan! Hail
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger.
Satan.
His might shall last longer than longer.
Yes, Satan!
No! It can't be! No!
Oh, look at his hands
and his feet. Oh, God!
God is dead!
Hail Satan!
Satan lives! The year is won!
Hail!
The year is won!
Oh,
God is
God!
Dead!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
What is the matter with me? If I'm in a room blowing spit bubbles one day and I'm looking back on this show, I'm going to remember days like this, moments like that. Rob and I mean, who knows? It might be a party of two, but I will tell you, Rob and I, when Rob plays that tape, Rob and I react to it like you're playing a clip of the funniest comedy that has ever been made,
Monty
and that's
Python,
Rosemary's
right?
Baby.
No, no, it's Rosemary's Baby. I mean, Mike, I start laughing as soon as I hear the horns in the background because I said, here we go. He's going to do his thing.
You know, for people that might have seen that in a theater way back in the 60s, way back when, I would say that Mia Farrow probably plays horror as well as any actress that's ever been in a horror movie. She is so appalled and terrified at the same time. I love that. That movie is if you've never seen Rosemary's Baby, that is a movie that holds up. And that's an
really
amazing thing. When you're talking about a movie that was made, in contemporary 60s New York, correct?
Late 60s, I think 68 maybe?
Late 60s, 68, and oh my God, it's a scary movie.
And you know what?
Movie.
It's so easy to sort of isolate that one moment and watch how they're overplaying it and laugh, but the buildup to it, such a great film.
It really is. Terrific. Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25.5 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Number 35, Mike. He's a freshman running back from Cincinnati. 5'10", 185 pounds, C.J. Hilliard.
C.J. Hilliard. Hilliard, that's a good receiver's name right
Great
there.
Great name. Love
is he a DB or is he
running
a
back.
Wide
he's a running
receiver?
Back.
But he's a running back.
Once they get his jersey printed up, maybe they'll put him in.
What was that, quarterback?
What is he, kicker?
What a great quarterback's name.
I think it's the I think it's the New York Giants who had a wide receiver, Ike Hilliard, I believe that was his name. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet.
Why is this, Mike? Tell me.
Because they get it. Our show today brought to you by CH Wine. I want to thank our listeners for supporting a CH Wine and enjoying some incredible wines in the process. You know, it makes sense that the best wine comes from the best vineyards. You know that. That's just logic. That's why we recommend Cameron Hughes Wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that sometimes make a little too much. Then they buy the extra at Cameron Hughes and sell these exceptional wines at phenomenal prices. They produce small lots of extraordinary wine, so once it's gone, it is gone. This is a very, very cool business. I love the fact that they're on the Mike O'Mara Show. The 2012 vintage is just being released, and it's fantastic. Perfect for the holiday season. Grab some for this Thanksgiving and a few for future Thanksgivings. Oscar, you love that
Mike,
wine.
Mike, my order came in from Cameron Hughes yesterday.
Very nice.
I mentioned Lot 437, the White Meritage. I've doubled down because I ordered three more bottles.
Attaboy.
It was so great. My total order was 9 bottles because I bought some for the holidays, which is important.
Great idea.
But I broke into the White Meritage once again yesterday. A good time had by all. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Holidays for Oscar or Halloween.
Lot 437.
Cameron Hughes has nothing to do with this, but it will be working its way into the body of the show when I pay tribute to the fabulous FedEx man that I have down here in South Florida.
Boo.
Here's an amazing holiday deal that we convinced Cameron to offer our listeners. 20% off any wine and free shipping on your order with the code TMOS. Just visit chwine.com. That's their website. Click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and put in TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic. Enter TMOS for 20% off and free shipping. CHWine.com. You'll love it like we do.
Okay. Good stuff.
Let me get to the new feature that I like to call.
You're missing the point.
Yes.
Now, this guy, Michael Che.
You're missing the point.
Michael Che was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. I don't know what he did before that. He might have been a stand-up comedian.
I think he was.
But Michael Che got the gig on The Daily Show and then was anointed by Lorne Michaels as the Weekend Update host on Saturday Night Live. And really, nothing before that. It was just bing, bang, boom.
Right.
This guy gets this gig and nobody knows why. And I think that might actually contribute to what I'm going to say about this story. Let me read it to you first.
All right.
It goes like this.
It's from the
comedian
Huffington
Michael,
Post, right?
It's from the Huffington Post. Comedian Michael Che's job as Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-host is to poke fun at popular culture. But there isn't anything funny about street harassment. A social experiment video that went viral this week gave viewers a unique look at a woman experiencing harassment while in public. I saw the video. Mm-hmm. The video shows a female actress getting dozens of catcalls while walking around New York City for 10 hours. Interesting thing about this, she's not wearing anything really provocative. She's just walking the streets of New York. And,
yeah, and
at
she's
one
like
point,
a solid six or seven, you know?
But she's about a seven. I would agree with Oscar Santana. She's about a seven. Che took to Instagram on Wednesday to weigh in on the video, but he seemingly made light of it, catcalling, the catcalling, that is, with a sarcastic apology to all the women he has said hi to or called beautiful. I can't imagine what that must feel like, he added. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, Michael Che, bad guy. You know, he's making light of that. Okay, first of all, he is making light of it. He's not doing it in a particularly funny way, but that is you are missing the point. I'm going to read you what he says, and I'm going to see if you guys get the point.
Okay.
And I think because we are in the business of show, we might get it. This is his tweet, his Instagram.
Okay.
Right? He says, I want to apologize to all the women that I've harassed with statements like hi or have a nice day or you're beautiful. I can't imagine what that must feel like. The closest thing I've experienced is maybe when a girl recognizes me from TV and they say things like, ah, oh my God, SNL, 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 take a picture, take a picture. I love you so much. What's your name again? Thank you. Thank you. Say something funny. But even that is nothing like the harassment of having a complete stranger tell me to smile. So he's making light of it, but that is not the point. Can you see the ego in this guy that has been hosting Weekend Update for, 15 minutes?
I think.
And this douche is already
episodes.
Going, oh, I'm so scary. I'm so scary popular. You know, look what I get when girls come up to me.
That's the power of TV.
Yeah, I think he's done it four episodes. Really. And you know what? And Mike, you and I, we don't know why, but we still watch Saturday Night Live every week. I've watched every appearance of his on the show. I don't recognize him when he's on the show. I'm not going to recognize him when he's on the street. And I really, he's turned it into, you know what? Congratulations. He's made it into something like, about Michael Che.
About Michael Che.
If you rewatch, outside of the 5 minutes of the guy just following and kind of staring at the girl, they were the most polite catcalls I've ever heard in my life. Polite, like super sweet and like, hey,
Oscar
you're beautiful.
Santana, I have to say this that's the name of this piece.
You're missing the point.
Yeah. Oscar's missing the point.
I am not debating the catcalling. I am not debating that.
I don't even...
That is not the point. The point is that this guy is so full of himself.
Yep.
Let me read you his apology.
Please.
Okay, because he catches the heat from everybody saying he's being insensitive. He goes, I want to apologize for my last apology. Sometimes I forget that I belong. Here's what he says. He says, we've got a Michael Che fan. I get
successful. Oscar Jesus couldn't pick Christ. Him out of a lineup right now.
Unbelievable.
But he's young and successful, so he's okay. Right. Good save. So he's on his side.
I want to apologize for my last apology. Here's the quote. Sometimes I forget that I belong to all of you now.
Oh, boy.
And that any thought I have should be filtered through you and receive your approval. It's tough because I'm used to taking risks and finding humor in places of discomfort.
That's what comedians
do. Michael, you are just the best. You really are.
Non-apology,
you are so
apology.
Unbelievably cool. But that's over because I have a job on TV. And if I say the wrong thing, you'll see to it that it is taken away. So the next time I have a silly thought, I will giggle to myself, keep my mouth shut, and post a picture with my arm around a more famous person I met somewhere. But the point of this is not that Michael Che is making fun of. That is his job. And if you make fun of people being a little oversensitive, I'm all for that.
Right.
This is Michael Che. He's just considering himself this big shot that he's not yet. Yes, he's on Saturday Night Live, but Jesus, what an egomaniac.
He's right,
this
though,
guy
that
is.
He could lose his job just for trying to write something funny.
Yeah, but he's also, I think, giving himself a lot more credit than
I agree.
He should be given. And he's also has no perspective on it. But in this day and age, does anybody have any filter on their own self-worth? Is there any dignity anymore where people just want to really be famous and handle it with style and with grace
I'm not sure.
Be a braggart like
I'm not sure that the modern version of fame allows that to happen, except in isolated instances. Maybe if you're a movie star, maybe if you're a Julia Roberts or a George Clooney, you can do it. But the average famous person now is on a reality show on E or something like that, and they're famous because they have no filter and they're constantly self-promoting.
Look what happened to Gilbert Gottfried. When he
Gottfried.
Well, Gottfried, I'm sorry. He lost his job because he tweeted something out. One tweet lost his job.
And a big job. Right. I mean, he was in Disney's stable. Oh. That was the kind of job that you can live on in the rest of your
and
life.
And he was never able to recover from that.
Right?
He's done. Right.
Yeah.
Well, like, first you can go see him in stand up, but he's got a great podcast, but he's done from that.
That's okay.
Yeah, but also Michael Che is just making this so he mocks people that would approach him. That are fans of Saturday Night Live and want to get a picture. And he's like, and he puts, oh my God, Saturday Night Live.
Mike,
Saturday Night
I don't
Live.
Disagree
picture,
that he sounds like a douche. You're absolutely
right. He's totally
right.
A douche.
And you know what?
And
also,
he has no perspective.
He's diminishing the fans in that tweet, whether or not you realize it. He says, oh, can you say something funny? What's your name again?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
even that is a backhand to the people that support
him. I got news for
him.
You. Oscar, if we walked in and we said, you know, hey, this guy came up and said, I love you, I love you, I love the show, I want a picture. You can mock it, but you do it in a gentle way.
Oh, I never mock it because it never happens to me.
But the big
bridge, Mike, when it comes, when we come to it.
But the bigger you get, the more it comes with the territory. And this guy was hit with the lucky stick, and he's already whining and bitching about how scary famous he is.
He's acting like a dick. And I guess the point that I initially got from his tweet, I saw the tweet, I didn't see the apology,
right.
Was that, you know, this video and people, look, I don't live in New York City. I'm not walking 10 blocks to work. I'm not a woman. I'm not getting harassed or whatever you may feel.
All of these things are true.
But I will say that when I saw the video, I expected a lot worse. I figure that was kind of par for the course. I thought that all the catcalls, except for the guy, like I said, that walked with her for 5 minutes.
Right.
They were super polite. And
also it was 10 hours.
And it was 10 hours condensed.
Right.
And I sat there, I said, look, you're a pretty woman. You're 7. You're walking through the city. You're going to attract some sort of attention. What about when you get the free drinks at the bar? Are you upset about that? They should take her to the bar and see how many drinks are thrown her way and how many drinks she says no to.
Exactly.
And I'm not surprised because it seems to, and I'd like to check with Michael Che, I have no idea what his marital status is or whether he's a parent, but he's not the father of a daughter. And if you're the father of a daughter, and there are a couple of posts here where people comment on that, that gives it a little bit different. And as I said, I did not watch enough of this tape to know. The part that I noticed was creepy when they said this guy walked next to her for 5 minutes, where a guy is standing there, and that to me, if I'm walking on the street as a 55-year-old man, that would creep me out, and it's intimidation, and it's
however,
scary.
However, if someone is walking next to you for 5 minutes and you're doing a piece for news, you're going to let him walk next to you for five
Absolutely.
Minutes to show this guy stayed with me for 5 minutes, whereas that was easily nipped in the bud. If she says, dude, quit it. Here's a policeman. I don't want you by me.
Also, there was this one guy that really cracked me up. And Adam, maybe you shouldn't have. He kept on. He goes, hey, you don't want to talk to me? And she didn't. She goes, no. She goes, is it because I'm ugly? Yes. Yes.
It's up there.
I'm ugly?
It's a factor.
But here it is. Ultimately, I think, you know, if we're talking about the sex, which I didn't really, that wasn't the point of what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to
Michael
talk about
Che's
was this
douche.
Guy swimming in Lake Mee and the fact that I don't think he's all that good on Saturday Night Live anyway.
Well, he's
but
not like Eddie Murphy. He's acting like Eddie Murphy.
Well, he's not like Eddie Murphy. He's not
though
like Dennis
he is
Miller.
Black
you know,
as well.
He's not. You know, he's really just not as good as some of the. You know, I don't
he
like
is
either
like Mike,
one.
Though he is like Kevin Nealon.
He is like Kevin Nealon.
And that he's not very funny.
He's not very funny. But as far as this is concerned, you know what? I think I've changed my perspective on the catcalling. It's all by degree. It's all by degree. You know, the guy walking next to her for 5 minutes was creepy. Guy going, you know, hey, girl, what's happening? You know, that's it's different. It's different when they, like, invade her personal space. And, you know, when we're on the heels of this young lady down in Charlottesville being abducted and murdered, And it started out like that. You know, it started out with somebody probably invading her personal space,
yeah,
and somebody getting close to her. And look at the way it ended up. I think really that you got to be mindful of it. There's a way to do it. Yeah, walking up and saying, "You are gorgeous." That gets a laugh and they turn back to their friends or something, or "You're beautiful." But
or smile,
a different
baby.
Thing. There's a different thing when you come into their personal space and say, "Yo, yo, yo, hey, girlfriend, hey, yeah, man, hey,
Can I get your number?"
You get in there, and you get close, and you're sitting there like you're trying to jump on her. And I think it's all by degree. All this stuff is by degree.
That usually
happens.
You know
when it's appropriate.
I do
when
that
it's not.
Usually after like my 10th Jack and Diet.
Mm-hmm. But you do it to men.
And
you do it exclusively.
And it's usually to men.
Still not cool.
Right.
Papa.
No matter. So glad I didn't open my door that night. Anyway. We will take a break. And, oh, my God. And we're going to be socializing Sunday.
Yes.
We'll take a break. And speaking of socializing, I'll tell you all about it. Coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No matter what you do.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there!
Zazaba.
Zazaba.
Zazaba. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I really enjoyed my shaving segment yesterday, but I'll be honest with you. Today, in the shower,
yes,
with my little special shaving mirror that I have with my delightful Harry's products, I was so thrilled to get back in there and use Harry's. I love Harry's. You will, too. Have you heard about Movember?
Yes.
Have you heard about that,
I've
boys?
I've heard of Movember.
Movember.
Yes.
That means Mustache November, and it's almost here. Movember is when men grow mustaches during November to show support for men's health issues. But if you grow a mustache, you still have to shave your
face. Oscar, I'd love to see you grow a mustache next month. You can. I can see the seeds of one right now.
I have dead spots. I've tried before.
What about like just a tiny one?
I look like a crepe.
Well...
Yeah, if Oscar tries to grow a mustache, it'll probably be the James Franco.
Oh, dear.
You need Harry's. Harry's is all about creating a better shaving experience for all men. Harry's ships directly to your door from their factory in Germany. Nearly a century of shaving experience goes into every blade, and that means a superior shave every time. And by cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You'll love the starter set. For $15, you get the razor, 3 blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or new foaming shave gel. And as always, free shipping, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com. And enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever.
Forever.
Welcome back. And
will you do the mustache thing if I do it?
Do what?
Well, I guess we technically have mustaches, but I don't know if they want us, if we wanted to do, I think maybe Movember is all about.
You got to find a good cause.
Right.
And then sign up and people can actually donate to your cause.
Maybe I was thinking like a handlebar something.
Yeah, Rob, you can grow
you could definitely
do a mustache.
Rob. Yeah. A handlebar mustache.
Can you grow like an amazing, could you grow an amazing mustache in time for Reno?
Like the Monopoly Man.
What I will do is effective now, I will stop shaving my mustache. And we'll see where we're at as we get closer to.
Can you do? Because
I've
seen
you know
do
what
before.
I've done beard stuff. I've done sideburn stuff, but I've never done a mustache thing. So
can
let's
you
see
do
if
the
I
old,
look like Tom Selleck.
How about the 70s? How about the 70s? The 70s NHL enforcer? Because with that, where you've got the mustache that goes down.
Oh, like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
We'll go with that, and if that fails, of course, I'll show up to looking like David Niven.
And if that, no, you'll show up. No, I think you go from Fu Manchu to Tom Selleck, and then if Tom Selleck doesn't work out, you go to your, you know, your man. Your man from the 1930s.
I'm not sure that's exactly.
The paper hanger.
Oh, I know who you mean. Oliver Hardy. Let's say that.
Listen to Rofo. That's that. We're doing God. Rofo material right now because he's like going, ha ha, Hitler. Yes.
Jeez, I know he's got a rager. He's got one of them Nazi ragers.
Hitler.
Hey, shtick, I'm in.
Hey, did you know he's moving out? Did you know he's moving?
Oh, he's moving out of his house?
Yeah. Finally moving out.
Yeah,
moving to Falls Church.
Falls Church.
Oh,
yeah. You know what he told me? He's like, I'm moving in with one of your friends. And I said, what do you mean?
Todd Moore?
No. And he goes, one of your people. And I said, why are we all friends, Rofo? He goes, I don't know. But at the end of each sentence, he says, my friend.
Oscar. By the way, Oscar gets
there's
the
going to be a rape.
Oscar pegged Rofo for like a big old bigot like within a half an hour. And,
I know when it was. Wasn't it at a lunch or something at Uno?
Yeah.
He let something slip, didn't he?
Yeah, we were having what was an interview.
Well, there's some that we can say.
I'm not going to say it, but he said something. It was just a colorful description.
Right.
And I said, wow, this guy really thinks that. Like everything he hears on the radio is on the radio. Like this is a private conversation, right?
Yeah. I slipped and played that.
No problem.
I don't know how that happens.
And I sat there and I said, I don't know if I know this guy.
Maybe you know what? Maybe he was setting, and we never really analyzed this. I don't know if it was bad taste or maybe he was just trying super hard to dazzle you.
Yeah, I think he was trying to do. I don't think he's really a hateful person.
No,
as much as I don't think Rob's a hateful person.
The only thing he hates is an empty refrigerator. Yes. Other than that, he loves.
So
everything.
I think he was just trying to be like zany and like wacky. And I was like,
that's true.
I hope you don't do this on every job interview. Yeah.
This is when we should do the big pregnant pause with the guffaw movie laugh. Where it's the 1,000 to 1,000. Yeah, Rofo, I'm very surprised that you're actually going to find somebody that's like Oscar, because to the best of my knowledge, there aren't many Hispanics in Falls Church.
So what does he say? What did you tell
him?
There are
so many Hispanics in Falls Church. It's hard to get to the mosque.
Rofo,
yeah.
What does he say now? What's his deal?
He says, oh, very nice to meet you, my friend.
Hey, you know what? That's the voice you should use around the new house.
What time do you leave?
Robert Ford. Robert Ford, please come into my apartment. It's so nice to see you.
But you have to put my friend at the end of every sentence.
That's right, my friend.
Robert Ford, I will only require that I get the bathroom at 7 a.m., and then you can come in afterwards, my friend. That is how you can do it.
It's like you were there.
Robert Ford, you have chosen wisely, my friend. This is the only white stucco house on Columbia Pike. Welcome. Welcome to Falls Church, where the streets are paved with salsa. Yes. When Thank you move in, much, Robert Ford, my friend, where will you keep your burro?
Hey. He's got a bicycle.
I know he does. That's right. That's what he calls
it. Let me ask you. Robert Ford, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
Let me ask you this question. I would like to know. Very important. Your tortillas. Corn or flour? How do you prefer them? Please tell me. Yes. Robert Ford. I welcome you to the apartment in Falls Church. For today, we will have a breakfast together of carne asada. Yes.
Oh, that'd be a bonus for Robert Ford.
That would be.
Carne asada.
I hate to bother you so early in the morning, Robert Ford, in your personal bedroom, but will you be home in time for siesta? My friend.
Would you give us the first name, at least? Could you give us the first name of your roommate?
Ooh, can we guess?
Yeah, let's go around the room. Go ahead, Rob. You go first, because I know you want to.
Is it Carlos?
That's the name of the landlord.
Oh, okay. Partial credit.
I'm going to go with... George.
No, not George.
Because it could be Jorge.
I'm going to go with my favorite. I'm going to go with my favorite. Hector.
Oh, Hector. Good, strong Latin name.
That's a good one, but that's not it.
Okay, unfortunately. What is it?
Yeah.
Sergio.
Sergio.
Oh,
Sergio.
Sergio.
You know Sergio Tacchini.
I think we would have gotten there.
Yeah. Sergio.
I think we would have.
Sergio, is he a tall Latin man or one of, you know, the stereotype?
Or does he look more like Sergeant Garcia from Zorro?
He is short, and it's an odd situation. The way the landlord framed it was, he is the brother of my ex-girlfriend. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Hold it. Do that again. What is he?
Pay attention. He is the Sergio is the brother of Carlos's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Not your ex-girlfriend.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, good.
When does Inigo Montoya
to have an ex-girlfriend, you'd have to have a current girlfriend.
But, you know, he really is an optimist. Every time Rob Ford meets a woman, he likes to think of her as a future ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, are there any Latin women around?
No, it's a lot of dudes.
A lot of dudes.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes.
Why did you move out of your place
of
in Manassas?
Well, I have been living in Chantilly, out in Loudoun County, so it's been a hike to get in here. So I'm trying
That's where you live with the Indian family?
Yep.
Okay.
He's moving in closer to home base, Mike.
That's exactly right.
Well, it was last week on the show where we were discussing his living arrangements, and suddenly he's gone. I thought you had a pretty good situation there.
Plate and the kettle.
It was pretty good, but this one is better.
Better.
Can you describe what you are afforded in your stucco home?
Well, I have a full kitchen.
Ooh.
I have a full range.
Give him a little more mic level, Rob.
Okay.
I have a full range and oven. Wow. In this, not just a hot plate.
Ah.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a nice, I'd say about a 14 by 12 bedroom, private bathroom.
14 by 12 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when he first moves into a new dig, you hear Rofo upstairs going, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's pacing it off.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then, you know, he gets the measurements, make sure it's right, and then, of course, it's right to the first masturbation. That's the way it goes.
Nice session.
That's right. Actually, Mike, it's funny you should say that. That's how he measures it.
Rofo, can you pull your mic down a little bit? There you are, into it. Right,
yeah,
into
right,
it.
All right. All right.
We're learning here.
He really is. He's got the vampire voice, the uncapturable voice. Yes. It cannot be captured.
Just in time for Halloween.
At 14 by 7.
Now, do you have your own
14
entrance?
14 by 7.
It is a private entrance.
Ah.
Yeah, very nice, yeah.
You know what? I got the nuance of this, too, when you're doing Rofo.
All right.
Ask me that question again, okay?
Do you have a private entrance, Rob?
It is a private entrance.
He does do that.
I have a range.
So, is it a larger house that's been busted up into smaller units, or is it an apartment? How does it
basement apartment?
It is a larger house. It's basically a well done in law suite.
Done in law suite.
With a full kitchen, they didn't cut any corners.
Now, do you have a living area, a living room?
Oh yeah, with a stone raised hearth.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is a hearth?
Yeah.
A fireplace.
Oh.
I thought you just had a hearth. Just like a shelf, a bunch of rocks.
So can you actually have a fire in your place?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Sergio.
Yeah.
Man, getting into the fall, getting into the winter.
Absolutely.
That'll be great for the chicks, you sex machine.
Yeah.
That'll be incredible.
Snuggle up to the hearth and make empanadas with your
lawn. I've got a hearth.
Hey, Rofo,
GHB.
Do me a favor. If somehow you come back from maybe Arlington and you bring a lovely
Arlington.
Lady back
yeah.
to your Arlington, Virginia, and you bring up your to your Falls Church pad, you bring a lady, please, if you're going to have a fire, make sure you take the Febreze off of the mantle.
That's fantastic advice.
Yeah, it's going to go up like a Wallops Island rocket.
How is the shower? Are the shower facilities adequate?
That's the one thing, Mike. There is no shower.
It's good. It's a private bathroom, so I shower on my own terms. So you can take that however you want. Yeah.
Do you have a curtain or a sliding glass door?
It'll be a curtain. I have to pick one of those up.
Oh, so it's a tub shower, not a stall?
Yes.
A little extra room.
Is the curtain rod? The curtain rod, is it the bowed curtain rod or is it a straight curtain rod?
You mean like the Big O and Duke's curtain rod?
Bowed!
Thank you for the plug.
It is
Big O and Duke's.
The plug.
Big O and Duke's. Check out Big O and Duke's Halloween
Halloween party coming up. When's your Halloween? Don't you have a Halloween thing Friday?
Tomorrow.
Hey, tomorrow
night, we're giving away a PlayStation 4 for the best costume. Starts at 8 p.m.
Wow. Are you giving any one of those famous curtain rods?
No, but, and we're debuting the Yam Bag, our fall beer from Mad Fox. Mad Fox Brewing. And,
that's appealing.
Is it a Jam and Java?
No. It's at Mad Fox Brewing. And Falls
Mad
Church.
Mad Fox Brewing.
Rofo can walk there.
Yeah.
Oh, Rofo, you can go. You can go.
I can.
No, what I'm saying about the shower rod, sometimes the ones that go out, the rounded ones that they have in the motels now. And, as
that's the one you installed in your bathroom.
Yeah, because as people get more obese, we need, wider shower curtains.
It's a straight one right now, but I might install a bowed one. And if I do, I'll definitely call you up for some tips.
What a jerk.
You are such an a-hole. You are such an a-hole.
Maybe you can Skype.
I love you. Oh, man. Always great having you on the show. Oh, I love it. Always great when we can take a little time and talk to Stinky.
I agree.
All right, we're going to take a break. And
not so hard.
Thanks, Stinky. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stinky. I was talking to my wife the other day, and I said, honey, Stinky loves the holidays. She said, yeah, everybody does. They're upon us now.
Sure.
And more than ever, we need to remind you of one very important fact. Make sure the house has plenty of Febreze.
That's right.
No, shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support the show. Remember, it doesn't cost a penny extra, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Shop as much as you can. And now, because you love it, ladies and gentlemen, our TMOS listener purchase of the day.
Hey, Mike, Halloween time is fun time and a great time to have a good time with 24 realistic rubber rainforest snakes. Colorful, realistic looking 14-inch snakes. And you get assorted styles in this 24-piece party pack. It's great for gags, pranks, or a midnight snack. It's not a party without rubber snakes, and you can get them through our Amazon portal. Back to you, Vern.
You see, Amazon has everything, too. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, the best way to save money and support the show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and get ready for your easiest holiday shopping ever. And we thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I have been teasing this forever. I want to get Oscar's thoughts on Apple and Apple Pay. And then
that's not Pig Latin, is it?
And then in the news, we will have something about the head of Apple coming out of the closet.
Mm.
He really didn't. He really didn't, but he made a statement.
Well, no, it's official now. It's official.
It's official.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But but one of their big things is Apple Pay, and everything I see and hear about it is it's kind of backfiring.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're not as familiar, it's really not your fault because the technology is so new. People are still, even guys like me, are starting to wrap our minds around and how it's going to work. Essentially, if you got an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 6 Plus,
hey, Apple,
you will
Apple,
you would
hey.
Technically be able to load your cards
hey, Apple.
And your pay
hey.
Your
Apple.
I'm sorry, I don't know why
you
that's
will technically
playing.
Be able to load your cards and put them into your phone virtually and use an NFC chip to actually pay for your goods.
Can you say that again? You'll be able to load what? Because I
your
wanna,
credit
I
card.
Like
your
to
credit
play,
cards.
I like to play the real layman
that's
here,
okay.
the real dummy. Are these playing cards?
No, your credit cards. Your credit cards, your
Business
American Express, your Bank of America debit card, your Bank of America credit card.
Visa?
Wells Fargo, Visa.
Diners Club?
This is when I always want to play the dumb guy on Monty Python when Oscar's doing this. So, and I know for a fact it's very important not to put your cards too close to your vest.
So for years, Mike, we've been using cash or credit, right?
Right.
Credit cards.
Or checks. Mike, you can write a check.
Or checks. As of late.
Or I'll do what I do, petty theft.
Of course.
Credit cards have become a lot more compromised, right?
Right.
And think about how many times you've gotten a note saying, here's your new bank card, your credit card has been compromised. Or we've heard in the headlines that Target's been attacked by hackers.
Again.
You have to continue dealing with that. So what Apple Pay serves two purposes. One, it gives you a different form of payment and, according to Apple, a more secure form of payment where you take your credit card information, put it into your iPhone 6 or iPhone 6 Plus, and then when you go to participating retailers, which they touted was going to be basically everybody,
right.
You could use your phone and you could pay with your phone for goods and services.
Question.
By the
you.
Way, can I interrupt here for just
Please.
A second?
Yes.
Regarding hackers, and this is mine, and you might want to write this down because a lot of people haven't taken this advice, but I do believe this would solve the problem. I always talk about how hard it is to catch these hackers. This just a suggestion, especially during this time of year. Follow the people who have nagging coughs.
Exactly, Mike. Very true. And that's all you got to do. Yeah.
So,
yep. But my question yes. is this. Is why is it supposedly more secure if the cards still exist and now all you've done is put them in another place where they can be accessed again, which is your phone?
That is a great question. So most of these systems, usually when people get your credit card number,
right.
is because they are either capturing it with a separate device mm-hmm. when you're swiping and putting your PIN in,
yes.
or B, you're using a device that's been placed over the merchant's or debit or bank's machines where they're just placing a capture card over the current swipe system. So you swipe through and then they get your information.
Okay.
Or C, when you're at a restaurant, you give your card away, they go to the back, they swipe it on a little machine, and they capture the information.
Which
that
is
way.
Why, Mike, when I'm at a restaurant, I try to only give my credit card to a restaurant employee.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Very
key. The table. I gave up giving them to the table and back of me about a year ago.
A lot of people will walk back there and watch them swipe it because they've been burned so many times.
Really?
I've seen that happen in restaurants.
Huh.
Well, like it's all about the way up. You do it. When I would hand my credit card to the table and back of me, I would always say, take care of this, won't you, hon?
Could you hold on to this, please?
So
clear, dear.
It's a different form of payment, and we covered this really in detail on Tech 411 this past week, right? So, but to give you a snapshot,
Nihao.
Brand new episode, Nihao, where...
Yeah, that's all right. He said Tech 411, everybody. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Good 45-minute episode.
Tech 411 featuring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Hey!
You know
Todd's a great That's friend terrible. Of the show. How dare you? Why would you boo the man?
And you know what? They recorded on location at Moreland this week.
Tomo's coming out with a new title, and he'll be advertising here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A new
Ladies
title for himself?
A new title
and
game.
I save this for him, Todd Moore.
So we cover it in depth. But so basically what's happening now is Apple had come out with this big announcement, and they said, as someone has finally done this digital payment right, where they've gone and got all these big retailers to play ball.
Outside of Apple.
Google Wallet's available. It's been available for years.
Outside of Apple, though, you say Apple is the one who did it right. Who embraced it? Who said they did it right? Because obviously Apple's going to say they did it right. Did any like big publications embrace it?
A lot of publications did because they had the big retailers on board right away.
Okay.
They said that you could.
And that's a vote of support
yes,
that you can't shake.
You could go to all these major brick and mortars and they were going to be.
Pennies,
Woolworths. They were going to be using this type of technology. Just 2 days ago, and I'm glad you brought this up, Mike, CVS and Rite Aid said they won't be using Apple Pay after they initially said they would because in their initial announcement, CVS was part of the conversation.
Right, exactly.
And they're saying because they have they already have an agreement in place with a couple other companies. And as we sat there and said, well, what does this mean for Apple Pay? And in the long run, it's a speed bump because just today an article came out that said these other companies – who had these technologies in place and had been working with some retailers,
right.
didn't come to the plate fast enough. It's first to market, right?
Right.
So first to market, you've got Google Wallet, and now you've got Apple Pay, and you've got these tertiary companies in the background that the only card they hold is that most of these companies are using the big data to capture your information. When you put your coupon code into CVS or you're at your Giant or you're at your Whole Foods, wherever you are, they're tracking your purchases because they want to know how to market to you.
Of course.
And they want to see what to keep in stock in the back.
Right.
Because that's what's selling. So it helps them.
They want to control you.
They want to keep the big data. Apple Pay does not give that data to the consumer. I mean, to the brick and mortar.
To the retailer.
They don't give it to
and
the
I
retailer.
And I tell you, first to market is important. That's the way I always was when I sold my chickens.
So, without boring you too much.
It was a slogan on the side of my truck.
If that's you're right. worried about Apple Pay and you've bought a 6 Plus or an iPhone 6, simply just to use that of a service, it's going to take some time to adopt, but it's not going anywhere.
Is it sort of like Apple right this point is beta? I mean, beta, the video format.
Yes.
And VHS is the other guys that are hanging in the background. They're going to go to school on it. make it a more user-friendly format. And while Beta remained a superior video cassette, it never surpassed VHS.
I would say it's the opposite. I would say that Apple is VHS,
okay,
and Beta is the guys that are already kind of working in the background.
All right.
They're not going to be able to catch up. Because once people start using this Apple Pay method, and some people already have started, it's so quick and easy.
But do you think the big retailers will come back, even if CVS is in bed with the other?
No, they'll have to, because people, the customers will demand it. They'll demand it. Because, for example, because
right now the retailers are determining something, Apple, but eventually the consumer will.
Apple Pay is more secure and it's faster. It's one swipe, right?
Right.
The system that these other consumers want to use, like CVS is touting, is a QR code, a quick response code. The little codes that look all these black dots.
Right.
Those QR codes are susceptible to security flaws. So once you find that out, and once that happens, people are going to stop using that.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
How soon before any of this goes mainstream?
Apple Pay is already in some retailers. McDonald's across the country are getting them now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that by Christmas, you'll see a lot more people using this. Start walking into stores and you'll see the little kiosk for Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little computer. It looks like almost looks like a credit card machine, but they'll take
Have you paid with anything with Apple Pay?
No. I don't have the six yet.
How do you actually, what is involved?
Do you tap.
You just
tap and put in a code.
Just put the phone next to the thing?
Yeah, you put in a code on the phone and then tap it and then you're paid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Quick and easy.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I was speaking of CVS. I was in CVS not yesterday, but the day before, because I am health conscious. And with all this Ebola talk, they also have mentioned that more people die because of the flu.
That's
and
right.
It's time for Mr. and Mrs. O'Mara to get our flu shots.
Very responsible.
Thank you.
Mike, good for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Finally, taking
Thank
care
you.
Of yourself.
Do you know
Thank
what?
You.
I truly miss not just the screaming, but the days of having the flu shots brought to us. Wasn't that one of the greatest perks of working in a radio station?
It was one of your greatest bits ever. It was one of your traditional
bits. Did you just bring your whole family in?
No, I think Carrie stopped by once when she worked close to the station.
I remember hearing that episode. I was like, that's B-Wack. He's got quite the racket.
Yes, I do. And I said, I don't even play tennis.
Rob did it the first time Rob did it on the old Don and Mike show. Rob surprised us because we were all getting our flu shots and we brought them in. And I might have set you up a little bit, Rob, maybe by saying, you know, I believe you baited the trap.
Yes. But I don't think anyone expected exactly where it was going to go.
Oh, my God.
And those poor nurses, they grew to love it. They did. They were good.
Oh, they did.
And
but a couple of times in the early days, the nurses would be frightened of your scream. And that made me.
And my immense size.
We've lost the needle.
So we went down. Now, if you think we're old around here, let me tell you something. You go south of here, down to like Bonita and Naples, and stuff, it gets more crowded.
Yes.
And it gets older.
A lot more crowded.
I think Friday at like 5 o'clock, we're rolling out there. Yeah, a lot of bucks down there, too. And
I have an old college roommate that lives down there.
Yeah. Really?
In Naples?
Yeah. Doing okay?
Well,
I imagine.
They're all here now, and they're all here. And so we decided,
you mean the snowbirds. The ones that, yes, okay, yeah.
The people that remember the 1920s.
That's right.
they're all down here, and so they've all arrived now. This is Friday at like 4:30. And I realized that's about as bad a time to do anything because it's an hour before dinner for these people. And we walk in, and the parking lot wasn't that crowded, but we get to the back, and I see three couples filling out forms.
Yes.
And I look over at Carla. You're going to have to do another edit here, Pony. I look over because I have to use the word.
Yeah.
I look over at Connor, and I said, they're filling out their flu shot forms. We're not staying here.
No.
And because it was just, you knew it was going to be like, all right, they say, you know when somebody, all right, turn that off. You know when you're seeing the guy that's filling out the form and reading it out loud?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to suffer through that. And then there were two octogenarians that were in front of me that were waiting to get their flu shots.
What's
so we went.
What's your social security number?
No, I think one of the remarks was probably, Doris, do I have an egg allergy?
You were there. I know you were there.
Yeah,
I've seen the dance before. Doris. We waited a couple of days, and we waited until after the weekend. I think we did it Monday or Tuesday. And we roll into the local CVS, which really, I would say, this particular CVS, being from the historic drugstore district of Manassas.
Oh, you know your drugstores.
I will tell you.
Yeah, and I will tell you that this particular CVS needs a good scrubbing.
Man.
From head to toe, they need a good, especially when you're dealing with common areas where a lot of ill people have been sitting.
Let me ask you this, Mike, and you know I love the retail game, and I love to try and outwit the retail game. Is this a drugstore where it features a lot of carpet, or is it more tile?
It's carpet. It's a lot of carpet.
Oh, that is sickening.
Cesspool.
Yeah.
So the lady at the counter who takes our insurance card, and by the way, the nice insurance policy, got to give a tip to my insurer. I bitch about insurance, but you know what? With our little insurance card, FRWE free.
Good.
FRWE free.
And it should be. It should be, because that's going to save your insurance company money by keeping you healthy.
But the lady at the counter was just gross. She was gross in that way where, she was just gross. She was gross because it looked to me, when you're waiting and somebody's doing the click, 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 all you have to do is you're standing at the counter is look at them. And she had, first of all, for starters, she had a teeny, teeny, tiny little white booger in her right nostril.
Oh, and you only get
right
one
there.
Chance to make a first impression, Mike.
Right there. Then she had, how would I describe? She had long fingernails, but not
talons.
Not in that Bruce Jenner way. She had long fingernails that were really untouched.
Unkempt.
And they just looked like a guy that had long fingernails. They were long, and maybe there was a thought to, but they weren't attended to.
What's
like
bad?
Like a coke nail?
Yeah, no, flimsy. No, it was not like a coke nail. It was
just
unattended.
Unattended, chipped,
dirty.
Chewed, damaged. Oh, and then as I'm watching her, she's clicking away, and she was perfectly pleasant, but she grossed me out. And I noticed, I looked at her little hairband that she had, where she had her hair pulled back in kind of that Amish way,
yeah,
where she's got the big bun up on top,
yeah,
and it appeared that maybe there were some little gribblies in the
dandruff.
Hairline too, and
maybe
I
she just got off a bender.
It was nasty. It was
you know, sometimes
something...
people pull their hair back because it's easier than showering.
Well, and look, I've gone out
wear hats.
With a baseball cap and a 2-day growth of beard. I've done that before, but the fact is, I like to, when I'm going out, I at least like to, you know, have a little face scrub and little teeth brush, you know, before you head out of
the
house.
The thing is that if you go out with a 2-day growth of beard and a hat, that's fine, because you're not going out to represent the health service industry.
And you're a celebrity.
Yeah, you're a disc jockey.
Yes.
You're not trying to, try and tell people.
He's not drawing attention to himself.
No, and you know what, Mike? Never, ever have I seen a booger in your nose.
Well, the fact is, this was not the lady who was going to be administering.
Well, thank God.
The person who was going to be administering the flu shots, that was left to the pharmacist by the name of Han.
Ooh.
Yes.
Han.
So Han shot Han. First?
Han,
hello,
first
Han.
Name or last name?
I don't know.
One name.
She must be a celebrity in her country.
All I know is the lady said, Han will be with you in a moment. And the only Asian woman that I saw was behind the counter, and it was a lady.
Hey, it's a lady.
And it was a lady. And
now,
so the
was Han keeping you waiting because she was in the back room brewing the vaccine? Was she mixing up a batch?
Han.
Did you bring the ginseng root?
Han came out. We were back at, you know, they pull this little partition across, and there are three.
Was it like an Asian screen?
Flimsy chairs. It wasn't. Stop it. Keep it in your pants.
I'm sorry.
You're
yourself,
in his wheelhouse
okay?
right now.
Oh, well, yeah. He can go on for an hour, and there's
he's
a horny Bob
Spiewak
is down like at the beach somewhere going.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves here, he's going to call his father. You have to listen to the third segment.
Fast forward to 52 minutes. We almost lost Rob Ford.
So she finally comes out in this little area down there, and I get her breath when the door is cracked open. I get this breath. I don't know how to. I've said death breath before. It's not death breath. It is.
Is it a rotten
some
tooth?
Sort of no.
Is it old food?
Something that was probably enjoyed for lunch that was maybe a leftover.
You know, just as a quick aside, I used to work with a gentleman, and he said, right. I smelled the worst thing today. I said, what was it? He says, I worked a piece of coconut loose from my throat.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
I said,
no.
How long has it been there? He says, I haven't had anything with coconut in it in 8 days.
Oh.
So what happened is the coconut had sort of lodged to his throat and begun to rot in his throat. And he got it out with like a stick or something. And he said, it smelled so bad. I said, God, do you think so?
All right. Well, she had bad breath. Ugh. And it was, and she came over and then she asked, she asked who wants to go first, and Carla raises her hand. I want to go first.
Did she say, who wants to go first?
No, she said, who wants to go first?
Oh, no.
She did. She had a very thick accent. And then she said, Carla said, okay, here. I said, honey, I love needles. Because I do. That's always my joke. I love needles. And when we're getting our flu shot, I look at Carla right in the eye, and I'm just like going like this. yeah, fantastic. Carla gets hers. It's like, ow, that hurt. And at that point, Han said, you know, I swear to God, this was the quote, okay? Americans don't like pain.
Oh,
that's
no.
It's like, excuse me, can I see your green card? I thought
hey,
you were
hey,
American.
Hey, how dare you?
Yeah. Where, does her people like, love pain? Is that what the deal is?
No, we just pitch
Americans
a lot.
Don't like needles. You hate needles. We love thousands of needles in torture chamber.
It's called acupuncture.
we Americans, you're so pussified. Yes, you're a giant pussy.
But you may call it civilized.
The flu shot right. Now has gotten to be such a tiny itty bitty needle. If right. She made it hurt, she mm-hmm. did not know how to administer a shot. Because even a moron can give a flu shot and make it be okay. Yeah.
Well, she administered it properly to Carla, and then she administered it to me the proper way as well, like I always do it. And that, of course, is I have the needle put in my right testicle.
Oh, well. It's good to know you won't have any ball fever.
Steady
hand. Thank you, Han. Thank you. I appreciate that. Pleasure to come here. Give this CBS a nice scrubbing. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike Homara Show.
Hello. My name is Julia Spiewak, and my father is named Rob. Every week, he gets together with his friend Katie, and they do a podcast called Cake and Cookies. Please listen to it. I need it to succeed, because as long as he does his stupid show that's about 90 minutes a week, he doesn't ask me to clean my room. He's a jerk. But I like Katie. You will, too. Check it out every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. Cake and Cookies. Pleased to be a part of the More Network.
Can I do a quick toss here?
Absolutely.
This week, Katie has had jaw surgery, and she did the episode of Cake and Cookies over the phone with double Vicodin.
Ah.
She's as charming as can be.
Double V.
Yeah, check it out. She is high as a kite.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun. Yeah. I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I love my Sleep IQ technology. I love it because this is something that a lot of people pay a lot of money to get, and that is sleep analysis.
Yes.
Sleep IQ technology in your Sleep Number bed uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. There is nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep, and it improves your sleep by tracking your heart and respiratory rates so you know the precise amount of perfect sleep you get every night. I have begun to sleep better than I thought I could, even with my Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ. My Sleep Number setting's an 80. Carla's is an 85. You can only find this amazing technology at a Sleep Number store, where a Sleep Number C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that number is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Now, before we start the news you may not need, I want to tell everybody, this Friday we are taping our bonus show. We don't do them on Friday very often.
Right.
But we're doing it on Friday, and I want to get a little help from our listening audience. If you have anything Halloween-y that you would like to put on the bonus show, send us a Facebook message or send a message to Rob Spiewak, or just send anything along to Pony. It doesn't matter. We're going to be doing our all Halloween bonus show this Friday, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
As a look ahead, Mike, look out for great production elements like this one.
Have a happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Can I hear that again, Rob?
You can. Hold on.
Have a happy Halloween.
Well, wasn't that special?
News.
Boo.
The San Francisco Giants held on to a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat the Kansas City Royals and become the 2014 World Series champs. You people that listen to us out in Sacramento and Northern California, yes, you got a hell of a team out there. Congratulations to you. Sorry that they burned things after they won. The Royals.
Stay classy, San Francisco.
Had a man on third with two outs, but the game ended when Salvador Perez popped out to foul territory to who's the big third baseman? I'm trying to think. Oh, I blocked on his name. Sorry.
Pablo Sandoval.
Pablo Sandoval was fantastic. Way to go, Rofo. Nice dipping on that.
Do you want to hear the end of the game? I actually have the clip ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. Joe Buck, incidentally, I understand that San Francisco is a powerhouse and they're setting records, and I understand that Madison Baumgartner was an amazing pitcher, but Joe Buck, I think really Kansas City fans would say you spent a little bit too much time giving a handy to the San Francisco Giants during that game. It was a 3-2 game. Let's hear the end of it. Go ahead, Joe Buck.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Popped up. Sandoval in foul territory. Giants win! A World Series win for the San Francisco Giants for the third time in the last 5 years. And their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
Thank you. Anyway, Madison Bumgarner was an amazing pitcher, but it just, to me, watching the game last night, to me, a little San Francisco, San Francisco,
well,
San Francisco.
That's the script he wrote.
Yeah, and I hate that because it was a 3-2 game.
I know.
And swing of a bat could have changed that game. And, you know, it just to me was – but you can't argue with the – did you watch the game, Rofo?
I looked in on it a little bit.
I stayed up to watch it.
One cool stat from there was I don't think an away team has won a Game 7 since, like, the 70s of a World Series.
1979, yep. Pittsburgh Pirates won Game 7 of the World Series. On the road, the home team had won 9 Game 7s in between.
I was rooting. I just wanted someone else, someone different win it. Like, they just got, you know, they put the effort in. They have the team. I wanted Kansas City to win. I wanted to see them win. I wanted to see that town win and how excited they were. George Brett being there, it was just awesome.
Well, you know, if they had won, they would have all met in downtown Kansas City and shook hands instead of burning the city down.
Benedict Cumberbatch, I love that name, plays Sherlock Holmes on the British
everywhere.
TV show.
He's everywhere.
That airs on BBC Worldwide. I think we can safely say he's intimately familiar with the character because he even knows how he would have sex.
What?
This is a quote from Benedict Cumberbatch talking about Sherlock Holmes and how he would have sex. He says, "I would be devastating. I'd know exactly how to please a woman. I'd know exactly where to put my fingers, where to put my tongue."
Oh, wow.
Think about, he gets into it. Think about violinists. Think about what they can do with their fingers. And I'd know exactly how to get that person into it and get pleasure out of making that person feel pleasure to the point that I probably wouldn't even have to enter.
That's what he says. The impression I always got that if you asked Sherlock Holmes how he'd have sex, he'd say with Dr. Watson.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary. Thank you. Bruce Jenner has been taunted where he golfs every day. This is where it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And I think we are being played by this guy nobody's business. This story, where's this come from? This got leaked. Said he was taunted by a few jerks who think Bruce's new look doesn't belong on the links or in the locker room. I just find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that you'd be out at a golf club and you might have some friendly ball busting,
right?
But sources, here we go.
Of course.
Connected with Bruce tell TMZ, shocker, almost everyone who golfs with Bruce at the Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks has been gracious, but several people are acting like 14-year-old boys.
Right.
Now, I know that people can act like 14-year-old boys at golf clubs. In one case, a golfer passed Bruce on the green and screamed out, "How's your D?" Now, I don't buy that. I just don't buy that.
But what this is, Mike, this is something that is absolutely untraceable, unconfirmable, and it makes a great story for his next reality show, whatever it is.
So the quote is that Bruce said he was cool about it. He laughed and responded by pointing to his crotch and saying, "It's right here. It hasn't worked in 20 years. Now, that might just be friendly banter, so I think they're making stuff up.
Maybe.
But they had a picture of Bruce, and I didn't see the pink nail polish, so I'm totally confused by this. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and
but
what,
it's fascinating.
They're like hacky insults as well. You know,
ones that maybe Bruce Jenner would write.
Yeah, he's like, "This is what they said. This is what they would say if they didn't say anything.
I got it off the internet.
Gotta make this up."
Apple CEO Tim Cook came out as gay in a powerful essay for Bloomberg Business Week. In the essay published Thursday, Cook said that he has never denied being gay, but has not publicly discussed his sexuality until now. And here's his quote. So let me be clear. I'm proud to be gay, and I consider being gay among the greatest gifts God has given me. He described how his sexuality has given him an acute social perspective. The revelation comes just days after Cook advocated on behalf of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in his home state of Alabama. So he's out. I guess his intimates have known this for some time.
Yeah, he's been marching in the marches.
And the first major CEO to come out, right? Yeah, and I think that's a great step.
Good for him.
A nurse who vowed to defy Maine's voluntary quarantine for healthcare workers who treated Ebola patients followed through on her promise to make it all about her Thursday.
I saw this woman on the news last night.
I thought it was Carrot Top.
Oh, my God.
Let me point out, it's November 10th.
Right.
Okay? November 10th, they just want you to stay in your house. I go back and forth. I respect people that go over and take care of people with this horrible disease. But at the same time, you know, for a little peace of mind with your neighbors, is November 10th too much to ask? In this case, it is.
Yeah.
Casey Hickox and her boyfriend stepped out of their home Thursday morning.
Living
rode away
in
on
sin,
bicycles,
Mike. Living in sin.
Followed by state police. That sounded like a Gary Stein laugh.
I love Gary, by the way.
They were followed by state police who were monitoring her movements and public interactions. Police couldn't detain her without a court order signed by a judge. I just can't get away from the fact that she's loving her 15 minutes right now.
Selfish, and, total lack of courtesy. I really don't think we're asking too much of her. I really don't.
Hickox contends, Rob, that there's no need for quarantine because she's showing no symptoms. She's also tested negative for the deadly disease, which I don't doubt. But it just seems to me, come on.
There's a narcissism involved in her argument, but there's a part of me that said, even seeing her yesterday, it says, you're wasting all these people's time.
Of course.
Take away what she feels.
Easy, sensible thing to do.
Yes. This is why we hate Capitol Hill. This is why we talk about congressmen and Senate the way we do. Because it's a waste of time.
Precisely.
Right? I totally agree.
Gridlock.
And it's tough to side with her. And she looks to me like she's enjoying it too much.
Well, the only
she
thing
really does.
That makes me think she might have a point is they showed her house and it looks like a dump. Maybe I wouldn't want to stay there either.
Okay. And now a little something. A woman went into a pharmacy in Hesse, Germany on Monday afternoon, and she bought a breast pump. She paid, and when the cashier opened the register, the woman lifted up her shirt, whipped out one of her bulbous breasts, and started spraying the cashier with breast milk.
Oh, whoa.
God. Oscar, not okay.
Not okay. Kind of hot, not gonna lie.
Stop it!
Not
hot. Then
hot.
She grabbed some money out of the register. Then she went to a second register, soaked another cashier in weaponized breast milk, and grabbed some more money. Then she ran off. The police say she got away with about $127. That's it for all that effort. They're searching for the woman now. She is described as having a, quote, robust figure. So they haven't caught her yet. I frankly would check to see if anyone around town is being followed by a bunch of cats. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Sometimes the silly, stupid jokes are my fave. We'll have Rob Spiewak in the vault right after this.
I got a letter from Kirk from Spokane who asks, how do you make Omericast? Well, you start with 5 free Mike O'Mara shows. Add a dash of bonus show because 5 just ain't enough. Then squeeze it through some Rob and Joe low bandwidth on top of cake and cookies in the shape of It's Mickey Aliens. Bake until Tech 101 is done talking about Apple, usually the whole show. And don't forget, top it off with Grab Baby Marshmallows. Share it with friends every Monday on iTunes and MikeO'MaraShow.com. Another spectacular dish from more broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by FanDuel. Hey, fantasy football fans, is your season-long fantasy lineup coming up a bit short? Well, when that happens and your team loses, Oscar has a sound that he makes when the team loses. Go ahead, Oscar.
Boo!
You can win.
It's in the coffee.
You can win back your bragging rights in no time at all by starting a brand new lineup every week in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football leagues. And now,
here with an update on our lineup,
number four. Take it away, Rofo.
Well, Mike, this week is looking good. We are loading up on Arizona Cardinals. They have a great matchup with Dallas. We have Carson Palmer as a quarterback, Andre Ellington at running back, and Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver.
Is Larry Fitzgerald your Rofo Mofo O of the week?
Yeah, let's make him the Rofo Mofo O of the week.
All right, very
That's,
good.
All right, okay. Well, now I would say really kind of misguided picking the Arizona Cardinals, who are going to be taking on Dallas, who's going to be angry after their loss to the Skins, but we'll have to wait and see. Be like Joe Watson of New York. He played for less than 2 weeks last season, and he pocketed over $30,000. That could be you. FanDuel.com has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. Plus, you get to start a new lineup each week. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, so get started today. Just click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use TMOS. The first 50 to use the code. Get their deposit matched up to $200. That's up to $200 free. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Without further ado, let's open it up. It's the Audio Vault for Thursday, October 30th. The day before Halloween, which I said yesterday, but today really is the day before Halloween. Take it away.
Did you watch the entire Game 7 last night? Did you hear God Bless America?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yes, I did hear God Bless America. I hope you will
identify this as one of the worst performances
by this I don't know what this girl, sergeant or whatever
it
she
is,
Air Force Sergeant.
United States Air Force Sergeant Jennifer Sherman. It seems what she's done here is singing like maybe a harmony part instead of singing the melody.
No, I disagree. I think, and you
well,
should
she's
know
making
this, Rob,
it about herself,
you,
for one thing.
Rob, you have pitch. You have perfect pitch. I've heard you
what
sing.
A great
you
movie.
Know what pitch is. This That was fever pitch, Oscar, but thank you for mentioning it.
Perfect pitch is another movie, too.
Yeah.
It's a singing movie.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, oh, that's right. Perfect pitch is a singing movie. I forgot. She doesn't have pitch. She's missing notes. It's as simple
and
as
it's,
that.
And it's
and then
bad.
She tries to get creative at the end, and it is a train wreck, and she's like high-fiving everybody.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. It really sort of kicks in at about 13 seconds in, where she goes away from the melody we all know.
Okay, Rob, can you start it again? And for the purpose of illustration, when she hits a bad note, I will give the Caddyshack neat.
Okay, perfect.
There okay, we go. Very good.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God
neep, 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 neep.
My home, sweet home.
Neep. Absolutely
okay.
Misguided.
You know what? Wow. I understand what she's doing. Okay, so she's
what
doing
she
different
doing?
Notes. She's doing different notes in the beginning, and she's not off pitch. But then at the end, when she starts to get super creative and change the melody, because it's all about her, bitch!
Hannah Kendrick and the Bellas would have done a better job.
Now, the
I
thing about
totally
it,
agree.
A lot of people have said that should be our national anthem because it's easier to sing than the Star Spangled Banner. And you know what? What's the point in having an easy to sing song if you don't sing it right?
It wasn't horrible, though, right?
It was misguided. It was misguided.
What's weird, Oscar, is when I was trying to do the neep, I thought she flatted like through the whole. She didn't. And when I heard it the second time, I was like, okay. But then she got creative and she missed the wrong note.
Okay.
She went for a different note than the original, and she missed that note. And that compounded the fact that, you know, just sing it the way it's written. Yeah. Sing the notes the way they're written, for God's sake.
So we'll go with Governor Christie tomorrow handling the heckler, which, again, and I think it was John Stewart who said it. Why does he always have to be a dick?
Yeah. Why does he have to be such a dick about everything?
But I'll tell you who's really starting to look like a sort of advanced guy and a guy that really has the eye on the future is Pope Francis.
You know who's a happening guy as the new Pope? You know, you know who I'm talking about? Pope Francis. He now says that he believes in evolution. Believes in evolution. Can you imagine this? The head of the Catholic Church saying that he believes in evolution. However, he still has no explanation for Bruce Jenner. Oh. He said that.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hey, everybody. We are still selling our tickets to CAT 2014. Get your tickets today. Here's the phone number, 800-648-5010. Everyone who buys a ticket qualifies for backstage passes. Tickets are still available. We're looking forward to meeting you. We got puppets. That's right. Did I mention that? We got puppets. We got DJs. We got the comedy find of the year is going to be on stage opening up for us. You're not going to believe it. It's going to be great at CAT 2014, 800-648-5010. We'll see you there in Reno, Nevada, the Mandalay Ballroom on Saturday.
Saturday.
Got that wrong. November 15th at 8 p.m. That's right, Reno, Nevada. Hope it doesn't snow in Donner Pass. So long for Oscar and Rob. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.